That is the Mayor of Simpleton by XTC on 106.1 The Corner. And every Thursday morning at this time, we welcome Mayor Dave Norris.
The Simpleton Mayor.
That's right.
Dave Norris.
That was timed out just perfectly right there.
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate that.
I wanted to say, congratulations on being renamed the mayor for another term.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we had our city council meeting Monday night. We had our reorganizational meeting. Every 2 years, council decides who the next mayor is going to be. And I think last time I was on the air, I was talking about how I was hoping to talk Holly Edwards into taking the mayor's job.
Right.
She's done a good job on council. But at the end of the day, Holly decided that she'd rather see me continue on the job, and the other counselors agreed, and here I am for two more years. So,
yeah, well, it's interesting because we've talked that, you know, the council picks one of their own
right. Every
2 years, but it is unusual to have the same person back to back.
Yeah, although our last mayor actually did the same thing, David Brown. He did a good job in the mayor's office and served two terms. But yeah, you're right. The general rule is you serve one 2 year term and then you're out. But you know, here I am for two more years, and the main reason I did it is so I can keep coming back on 106.1 The Corner.
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely. Getting to take over the playlist, that's good.
Right. But no, I'm looking, you know, we've got a lot of challenges ahead of us and a lot of irons in the fire and a lot of good things happening and some struggles ahead of us, and so I'm looking forward to working with my fellow city councilors to continue moving us forward as a community and see what progress we can make in the next couple of years.
Well, what else came of that meeting last Monday as well? There was a lot on the agenda.
It was a jam-packed meeting, and you know, one of the touchier subjects has to do with music, of all mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Has to do with the sound that's put out by certain establishments that where you have live music and how it affects neighborhood residents, particularly in the Belmont area. And so we had a interesting dialogue on that subject. The neighbors really want to see us lower the decibel level mm-hmm. for establishments in that particular part of the city, so that you essentially can't hear any music, or at best, you know, a very low level of music from outside a place like Bel Rio, for instance.
Okay.
Right now, some of the neighbors have been complaining about the level of noise that's being emitted from places like Bel Rio. So, you know, but it's a delicate balance because you don't want to mm-hmm. kill off these restaurants, these institutions that are, you know, trying to bring good music to town, trying to entertain people, trying to employ people,
right. Trying
to do, you know, keep our city a cool place to live. You don't want to be overly restrictive. However, on the other hand, they are in a residential neighborhood
mm-hmm.
and nobody should have to you know, stay up late at night or keep their kids late at night because they can't sleep, you know, because of the noise coming from restaurants nearby. So we're trying to strike a delicate balance. We didn't come to any resolution Monday night, but we're going to have more dialogue on that issue and see what we can figure out.
Yeah, well, that's kind of been an ongoing thing, I guess, for Belmont, too. It is.
It has. You know, Belmont is a victim of its own success in many ways. It's that downtown Belmont area, if you will. I remember, you know, when I moved to Belmont, it was pretty dead. You know, there wasn't a lot mm-hmm. going on. And there's now, I believe, six or seven restaurants down in that one little two-block area.
Yeah.
And they're doing well, and it's great to see that happening. And it's really added a lot to the neighborhood. However, it's also brought challenges with it, you know, like noise, like parking issues, trash, you know, inevitable things that you got to deal with, and now we're dealing with them.
Yeah,
so,
and especially in the middle of such a residential area.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Literally back right up to single-family residential, units. So that was one thing we talked about Monday. There's a lot of other stuff that came up. We approved the special use permit for this new single room occupancy, permanent supportive housing facility for the homeless. I'm terribly excited about that because it'll make a huge dent in the homeless problem in our community in terms of the long-term chronically homeless. So that's, that did get approved. we have, So well, that will hopefully be breaking ground. If they, if all the funding comes into place, it'll hopefully be breaking ground later this year. This thing's been years in the works. And if everything goes well, which it often doesn't, but if everything goes well, we'll be opening their doors but towards the end of next year, which is very exciting. So,
well, and you were saying you had one bit of good news for Charlottesville in 2009 you wanted to mention, too.
Did I?
Yeah, as far as crime and
oh,
murder.
Oh, right, right, yeah. Right. No, sorry. I'm losing my mind here, Brad.
That's all right. Live radio.
Live radio. the Simpleton Mayor. No, we, you know, it's sort of an interesting dynamic where you, so yeah, 2009 was the first year in many years. We think back to the early mid-90s where we didn't have a single murder in the city of Charlottesville. The city proper. It's kind of an odd thing to celebrate the absence of something that should never happen in the first place. Mm-hmm. You know, however, the fact that we did go a whole year without a single murder, I think, is a very good thing. And obviously, so we shouldn't hesitate to recognize that accomplishment, and certainly hope that that continues this year. And, you know, there's any number of reasons for it. One of the things that I've pointed out is last year was a year that a lot of people really got mobilized around the issue of reducing and fighting gun violence in our mm-hmm. neighborhoods. And there is an effort led by the Quality Community Council who did a whole series of marches, neighborhood marches last year on this issue of reducing gun violence. Mm-hmm. You know, and who knows if that was the thing that caused, I mean, but I think, as I said, a number of contributing factors, but that certainly didn't hurt, and I think did an enormous amount of good in our community. Yeah. So I give them a big pat on the back for a job well done, and hopefully this will continue in this year and years to come.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. Well, let's play your first song pick of the week here. You got a couple locals picked out this week.
This is, you know, I was in Bodos the other day and I saw Jan Smith there. And Jan Smith is somebody I've been following for years. And anyhow, I thought I'd throw out a tune here from her Ten Heart album. This is Your Mama Don't Care.
That's all right, your mama don't care. Your mama, she loves you. All the time, everywhere. Much too, much too. Say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are tuned to 106.1 The Corner, and that is local music by Jan Smith, as selected by Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris, our Thursday morning guest here, Mornings with the Mayor, our
Mornings
segment.
With the Mayor.
Yes. So, Happy New Year. And
same to you, Brad. And I hear you're moving up in the world.
That's
here.
Right. If all goes as planned, mm-hmm. later today, we're moving into our brand new studio, which is like twice the size of the
right.
old one.
That's exciting. Yeah. You can have all kinds of band, live
yeah.
acts. And
I mean, this yeah. new space it's what used to be the 3WV on-air room.
Right,
but
right, right.
They moved into a different new space. We're all still in Rose Hill Drive.
Right,
so
right.
they moved into a different room, and then we get the big room, the extra wing, basically,
right.
off the building for all wow. of our corner lounge artists.
What are you going to
so,
do with all that space, Brad?
We're going to put a couch in
there.
Couch,
a little bar.
Yeah,
and,
a little
yeah.
bar. It'll yeah. be great.
So, hot tub in the corner.
Yep, yep. So, because
wow.
We've been broadcasting from what we affectionately call the broom closet for the last couple of months during
it's
renovations.
It's a cozy little broom closet.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah, exactly.
You can almost fit two people in here.
So, Mayor Norris, I wanted to say as well, with the start of the new year, looking back at 2009, a tough year for many folks, and sure enough, in the news today came word that Congressman Perriello issued a report about his first year in Washington, kind of his highlights and everything.
Right.
He took his oath a year ago yesterday. But lately in the news, it sounds like every day someone else on the Republican side is jumping into where they want to compete against him in the upcoming election.
I think he has seven challengers now on the Republican side, and they're all, of course, at each other's throats about, you know, who's the most conservative of them all.
Right.
I don't think anybody should take that as a reflection of, district-wide opposition, you know, mobilization against Tom Perriello. I think what it really is the fact that the Republican Party knows that this has historically been a fairly conservative district, a fairly mm-hmm. red district. It is either at the top or near the top of their target races for this year mm-hmm. for the National Republican Party, and so. But I have to say, I certainly understand why a lot of Republicans are in the race, because they know that whoever gets the nomination is going to get a whole lot of support from the National Republican Party.
Sure.
Tom Perriello has worked his butt off this last year. And if anybody gets a chance to read that annual report, I actually read it last night. It's astounding how much work, how much progress Tom has made in the last year. The number of bills that he's been involved with to improve life for his constituents, to address issues of concern, the range of issues that he's been personally involved in. I don't know when the man sleeps.
Right.
It's really crazy. And, he lists in this annual report every single event that he's attended in all the localities in his district. I mean, hundreds of events mm-hmm. in the last year. He lists all the federal financial outlays he's been able to secure to benefit his district. He lists, all the legislation he's been involved mm-hmm. in. He is not going to make this an easy pickup for the Republicans. So it'll be a very interesting race. Tom has a lot of support in the district. The Republicans are going to do everything they can to not make this a race about Tom Perriello, but instead they're going to try to nationalize this race and make it a race about Nancy Pelosi, about Harry Reid, about Barack Obama, because they know that people generally tend to like Tom Perriello, mm-hmm. And they know that he's hardworking, and they're going to do everything they can to tie Tom to the National Democrats, who may not be as popular in certain parts of this district as they are here in Charlottesville.
Right.
I think Tom, if nothing else, Tom has a record of defying the odds. Nobody gave him any chance to defeat Virgil Goode. The only one who really believed that he could beat Virgil Goode was Tom Perriello.
Right.
And,
sure.
I won't say the only one, because he had some real dedicated volunteers, but, he ran a great race. This year he has a good track record to run on, and, he'll make it competitive. And I will not be at all surprised if he ends up winning in November.
Excellent. Well, just curious to get your feedback on that. And I know you got to run. What event are you headed to today at 11?
11 o'clock. I'm participating in a press conference with the Piedmont Environmental Council, who are releasing a guide that's going to be sent out to thousands of area households. So anybody in your listening area here will probably be receiving one in their mailbox soon, which is a guide for local homeowners to make their homes more energy efficient. The city and the county are launching this initiative called LEAP, a Local Energy Alliance Program. That'll be getting off the ground here very shortly. That's not only going to be doing public education of the sort that PEC is working on with this booklet, but also providing financial assistance and resources to help people make significant improvements to their homes and businesses to make them energy efficient. So much more than just, switching out light bulbs, but
sure.
actually, putting in better insulation and fixing windows and all the kinds of structural changes that people need to make to really make an impact on their utility bills and reduce carbon emissions, et cetera. So we're excited to be supporting PEC in this effort today. Anything we can do to get education out to folks about ways they can reduce energy consumption is good for our region. So.
Well, very good. Well, thank you again. We'll see you next Thursday.
Right.
And have a good week. Your second song pick as we sign off here today.
Right. My buddy Keith Morris. This is a track from his album that came out, I believe, last year, 2 years ago. Songs from Candyapolis. This is Rainbow Roller Coaster. This is a fun tune.
What if the rainbow was a roller coaster and the babies got you right in the sky? Would you believe that the angels were closer and little baby Jesus lit up the stars of the sky?